안녕하십니까? 이 방송은 2011학년도 6월 고1 전국연합학력평가 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 2011학년도 6월 고1 전국연합학력평가 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명과 수험 번호를 정확하게 기입하고 제대로 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 13번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 14번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 물뿌리개를 고르시오.
There are many watering pots here, honey.
Good. Let's buy one of them.
Okay. What do you think of this one with flowers?
It's too basic. Why don't we choose this cute cow one?
You mean this one?
Yes. I think the design is interesting.
I agree, but it looks difficult for watering plants.
Then how about this elephant one?
That's good, and it looks funny. Let's buy it.
Okay. Look, this one has one handle, and that one has two handles. Which one do you like better?
I think the one with two handles is probably easier to use.
You're right. Let's take that one.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How was your weekend, Tom?
It was great. I visited my grandparents with my father. They live in the country.
Oh, really? What did you do there?
My grandparents have a farm. We helped them pick watermelons there.
It sounds like you had a wonderful time. Well, wasn't it hot there?
Yeah, but there is a lake near the farm. I swam in the lake.
Wow, that must have been exciting. You're so lucky to have grandparents living in the country.
I think so. I saw lots of stars at night.
I wish I had a place to visit like that.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You may ask a salesperson for a discount when you buy a computer, a refrigerator, or a television. The salesperson may tell you that he has to ask his boss to see if your desired price is possible. He seems to try to talk with his boss for you. Actually, the salesperson already knows the answer. He just pretends to persuade his boss. This is a kind of sales technique many salespeople use. It is designed to make the salesperson appear to be your friend. In this way, he leads you to buy the product.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Can I talk to you for a minute, Brian?
Sure. What is it?
You know my brother, Patrick, right?
Yeah, he is a famous pianist.
He invited me to his piano concert next Thursday, but I have to pick up a client at the airport that day.
You mean Mr. Jones?
Yeah, he'll arrive at the airport at 6 p.m.
Then I can do that for you. I have a business meeting that day, but it'll be over at 4 p.m.
Oh, thanks. All you have to do is take him to the Venice Hotel.
I got it. Say hello to Patrick for me.
Okay.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 지불할 총 금액을 고르시오.
Mom, these donuts look delicious. Can I buy some?
Wait a second, Jack. We are here to buy some sandwiches.
Look, donuts are on sale today, Mom.
Really?
One donut is $2, but today we can buy 8 for $10.
Well, let's get 8 donuts.
Thanks.
Mom, here are the sandwiches.
How much are they?
Ham sandwiches are $3 each, and chicken sandwiches are $4 each.
Let's buy 2 ham sandwiches and 1 chicken sandwich.
Okay. Do we need anything else?
That's all. Let's go to the counter.
6번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Well, I don't know where to start. As you know, I joined this program, Super Music, because of Jessica Johnson's sudden illness. At that time, I wasn't prepared enough, so I made quite a few mistakes in my first show. I still remember how nervous I was when I first received a call from you. However, thanks to your endless love and support, I've had a really wonderful time these last 6 months. And now, it's time to say goodbye to you. Jessica Johnson will return to the program tomorrow. Thank you and best wishes.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Susan, do you remember how many bags we're allowed to check?
One passenger can check 2 bags.
It's okay then. I have 2 and you have 1. How about the weight limit?
Well, each bag should be 20 kilograms or less. Put your bag on this scale.
Let's see. This one is exactly 20 kilograms. Oh my! This one is 25. What should I do?
Well, mine is only 10 kilograms.
Really? Then can I put some of my items in yours?
Sure, but you've got to buy me a cup of coffee at the airport.
Okay, I will.
8번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Oh, hi, Ms. Parker. How was your trip to Australia?
It was wonderful. I really had a good time.
That's good to hear. Would you like to take your puppy home now?
Yes, please. I missed Sally so much. Did she cause any trouble here?
Well, she sometimes barked loudly, and it scared the other puppies a little. But that was okay.
I see. By the way, where is she?
We moved her into a larger room because she seemed a bit uncomfortable.
Thanks. Do I have to pay an extra charge then?
Normally, yes. But we won't charge you because you bought Sally here.
Thanks.
9번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Stuart.
Oh, Angela, come on in. You're busy these days, aren't you?
Yes, it's all thanks to you.
I think many people like your sweet voice and charming dance.
Thank you for saying so.
Guess what? Steve Simpson told me that he wanted to use our song, Love in June, in his movie.
Oh, really? That's great. I've always wanted my songs to be played in a movie.
By the way, look at this music score.
What is it?
It's a song I'm making for you.
Thanks a million, Stuart.
10번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hello. Can I talk to Nick's mother, please?
Speaking. Who's calling, please?
This is Nick's teacher, Robert Brown. I'm calling to talk about Nick.
Is there a problem?
Nick is a good student. His grades are good, too. But he doesn't mix well with his friends.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. He's always cheerful at home.
I think it's important to get along well with friends.
Right. I'll have a talk with him now.
That would be a big help.
Thank you for calling.
11번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 여행 상품을 고르시오.
Look at this brochure, Steve. There are 5 tour packages for Kingston City.
Good. Let's choose one of them.
Why don't we visit all 3 tourist attractions?
I'd love to, but we have to consider our budget. We can't spend more than $50 per person.
I see. But don't miss the Kingston Tower. I heard the night view from the tower is fantastic.
Okay. Where else do you want to visit?
The Grand Zoo is also a tourist must, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is so big that we can't see all the animals in one day. Why don't we go there some other time?
Good idea. Then let's visit these 2 places today.
Okay.
12번 마켓 스트리트 뮤지엄에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Market Street Museum. Before you start your tour today, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the museum. It was opened in 1952. On the first floor, there is a collection of pictures painted by our local artist, Margaret Kennedy. If you go upstairs, you can see our famous collection of old children's toys. Some of them are from the 19th century. In the entrance hall, there is a souvenir shop, you can buy some gifts there. You can also buy an excellent guidebook. It costs just $3.50. The museum is open until 5:30, so you have plenty of time. I hope you enjoy your tour.
(13번) 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. Please put your items on the counter.
All right. Here's my card.
2. Would you get me one of the cards?
Okay, but we're not going to buy much.
3. Should I buy this or not?
If you're not sure, don't buy it.
4. Excuse me, but your cart has too many items.
Oh, I didn't know this is an express lane.
5. I'm sorry, it was my fault.
That's all right. I didn't see you coming.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Do you have a hero, Scott?
Sure I do.
Who's your hero? Oh, wait. Let me guess. Your hero has something to do with basketball, right?
How did you know that?
You're on our school basketball team.
Yes, my hero is Michael Jordan. As you know, he was one of the most outstanding players.
I agree. By the way, some regard ordinary people as their heroes.
You're right. One of my teammates says his mother is his hero. What about you?
My hero is very close to me. He's my father.
Oh, really? What makes him your hero?
15번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I want to go into the music hall now.
I'm sorry, but you can't get in once the concert has started.
I understand, but this is my daughter's first performance.
Sorry, we're not allowed to open the door in the middle of the concert.
Oh, please. I promised my daughter to see her performance.
There is nothing I can do for you. You have to wait until the break.
When is it?
It is in about 30 minutes.
16번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I can't stand George anymore. He seldom keeps his word.
You're right. I'm afraid I can't trust him.
At first, everybody was impressed by his good looks, but his behavior has been disappointing.
Well, what about Alex?
Oh, he is quite different. He is very diligent and sincere in everything.
You can say that again.
Honestly, my first impression of him wasn't that great. He seldom shaved and hardly combed his hair.
You're right. I've got a proverb for both of them.
What is it?
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 에이미가 점원에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy goes out to buy a skirt. After looking around several clothing stores for an hour, she finally finds a perfect skirt at a store. She asks the clerk how much it is, and the clerk says it is $50. Amy thinks the price is reasonable and decides to buy it. But she realizes that she has left her purse in her car. So she wants to tell the clerk not to sell the skirt until she comes back. In this situation, what would Amy most likely say to the clerk?
이제 듣기 및 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.